On our last broadcast, I began the message entitled, When Justice is Being Denied. And we learned two things. First, remember to appeal to a higher court. And secondly, remember that something good will come out of this. And there are two more things that we can learn. So open your Bibles to Acts 25, and we'll take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
To examine the Apostle Paul, because he want to go to Caesar and have a trial there, but I don't know what the charges is. So we got to try to figure out what the charges is. I can't send this man to Caesar without having some credible charges. This, to me, is a case, ladies and gentlemen, of injustice at its worst. Notice they done arrested a man on false charges. They done had trial after trial after trial without having any credible charges. Now they're getting ready to send him to Caesar, but they got to try to come up with some charges in order to send him to Caesar. This is the case of injustice. And then it done took him 2 years to get to this point. His justice has been delayed as well as denied. But you know, the sad thing about this story is being repeated even in our day and age today. Justice for many people is being delayed. You know, the Constitution says that as American citizens, we have a right to a speedy trial. But you can sit in jail for months. You can sit in jail for years. You can sit in jail 5, 10 years, and still nothing is done. Justice is being delayed as well as being denied. Oh, you know, our country today is still talking about that situation there in Jefferson, Missouri. Think about it now. A man supposedly have his hands up and surrendering to the police. But the police go ahead and empty his gun. The police, ladies and gentlemen, supposed to protect the community. Not kill folks in the community. Now, we have a lot of good police. Thank God, thank God, thank God. We have a lot of good police, and they know their job. They are been charged to protect us against crimes being committed. They come to our rescue even after the crimes have been committed. And so we thank God for the police. But there are some police who really don't understand their jobs. There are some police who think that their job is to be not only police, but to be the jury, the judge, and the executioner all at the same time. We are still living in a day and age where people's justice is being delayed and justice is being denied. Well, how should we respond when you see injustice? Can I give you 4 things this morning? How should we respond when justice is being denied? First of all, remember to appeal to a higher court. Did you hear what I said? Remember to appeal to a higher court. That's what Paul did. Paul, as a Roman citizen, knew his rights. He knew that if you're not getting justice in a lower court, you can get justice in a higher court. That's why Paul said, well, I appealed under Caesar. I done gave the Sanhedrin court time to get this thing right. I done gave the Roman court, Festus, time to get it right. I done gave Felix time to get it right. Y'all still can't get it right. I appealed unto Caesar. Listen, listen. When your justice is being denied, you don't have to go and act all crazy and start a riot, ladies and gentlemen. You can just appeal it to a higher court. If it's in the JP court, take it to a higher court. And if you don't get justice at that court, go on and take it to a district court. And if you don't get justice in the district court, go on and take it to a federal court. And if you don't get justice in a federal court, go ahead and take it to the Supreme Court. And if you still don't get justice at the Supreme Court, don't stop there. Take it to God's court. Because God's court is the highest court, ladies and gentlemen, in the land. And somebody said that God, he sets high, but he looks low. And God sees everything that folks do. And he got the recording angels recording everything that people do. And one day God is going to bring his court down here on this earth. The Bible calls that the white throne judgment. And God is going to bring everything that a person has done in this body to light. So if you ain't getting justice served, go on and take it to God's court. Amen. And justice will one day, ladies and gentlemen, be served. Listen, listen, listen. As long as we're on earth, you're going to see a lot of imperfections in man's court. You're going to see a lot of favoritism in man's court. Because, see, man goes by the golden rule. I'm not talking about doing to others as you would hope that others would do unto you. I'm not talking about that golden rule. I'm talking about he who has the gold rule. See, if you got a lot of money, it look like you can get out of anything on earth. As a matter of fact, if you got a lot of money, you can even change the rule. You can make the rules. See, he that got the gold rule. But let me tell you something. Even though man rule, God's overrule. So you can always take it, appeal it to a higher court. But that brings me to my second lesson here. Second point, remember that something good will come out of this. I say something good will come out of this. I don't care what you see happen on earth. Something good is going to come out of this. Oh, I know what I'm talking about. Look over here in Philippians chapter 1. Look in Philippians chapter 1, verse number 12 through verse number 18. Look at what Paul said. And if you can't turn there, just write the verse down and you can read it when you get home. Philippians chapter 1, beginning with verse number 12 through 18, you'll find these words. Paul, and keep in mind, Paul is in jail right now. When he's writing the book of Philippians, look what he says. But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me has fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel. Isn't that something? Paul says, listen, y'all need to cheer up. Because the thing that done happened to me, what done happened to you? You're in jail. You've been treated in a most unfair way for the last 2 years, Paul. But Paul said, yeah, but the thing that done happened to me done happened for the furtherance of the gospel. In other words, the gospel is spreading a whole lot more now all because of what done happened to me. Look what Paul said, verse number 13. So that my bond in Christ are manifested in all, somebody say all. All the palace and in all other places. He says all over this palace, folks are talking about that prisoner down here that know Jesus Christ. They're talking about that prisoner that talked about that dead Jesus who one time was dead, he was buried, but he's living and he's alive today. Everybody is talking about that all over the palace, but it said not only the palace, but in all places. Everywhere you go, that's what folks are talking about now. Look, verse number 14, Paul says, and many of the brethren in the Lord waxing confidence by my bonds, by me being in jail, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Did you see what Paul says? Paul said, because I'm in jail, man, we got folks popping up like popcorn now. They're ready to preach. They're ready to preach Jesus. And they preaching Jesus with boldness. They may got me in jail, but look at all them that they done loosed out there. Then look what Paul says. So indeed, preach some indeed, preach Christ even of envy and strife. Some also of goodwill. But one preach Christ of contention, not sincerely, supposedly to add affliction to my bond, but the other of love, knowing that I'm set for the defense of the gospel. What then? Notwithstanding, every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached, and therein do I rejoice. Yea, and will rejoice. Paul says, they're out there meddling me and saying, this is how Paul preached. Paul preached like this. But even though they're talking about Paul preached like this, when they're telling folks about Jesus, somebody getting saved. Even though they may be meddling me, they ain't preaching it out of a sincere heart. Some are preaching out of envy, jealousy, and strife. He said, that's all right. As long as Jesus' name is being preached, I'm all right with it. So in other words, Paul lets us know some good is coming out of this. Don't you remember the story of Joseph? How Joseph was falsely accused by his boss's wife, accused him of trying to rape him. And they put Joseph in jail. And Joseph even interpreted the visions down there, the dreams down there. And he told one of the king's servants, listen, when the king promotes you back up there to your job, don't you forget me. But the Bible says that the man forgot him and left him down there in the pit, down there in the jail cell. But the Bible lets us know there's a time and there's a season for everything under the sun. And see, God had a special time for Joseph to get out of jail. Because when Joseph got out of jail, he just didn't get back and being a servant in his boss's house. But God had a promotion involved for Joseph and made him second in command only to Pharaoh. Isn't God a good God? See, something good will come out of this. Cheer up, my brothers and sisters. I don't know what you're going through today, but something good is going to come out of this. See, the Bible tells us, and we know, that all things work together. Oh, yeah. For the good, for those that love the Lord, for those that are called according to his purpose. Some good is going to come out of this. You're on a bad job today? That's all right. Some good is going to come out of this. You're in a bad marriage? Some good is going to come out of this. Whatever your situation is, lift up your head, get your chest out, because something good is going to come out of this. Third thing. Can I move on to number three? Number three, remember to keep walking by faith, not by sight. Remember to just keep on walking By faith, not by sight. When Paul walked into that hearing that day, Paul could have easily gotten discouraged because the odds were stacked against him. Paul walked into that hearing, and there was King Agrippa dressed up in all of his royal array. There was all of the officials surrounding King Agrippa. Then there was the queen, Queen Bernice, and all of the folks surrounding her, and she dressed like a queen. And then there was the governor, Governor Festus. Oh, no doubt, he had his bodyguards and all of the royal officials surrounding him. And then the Bible lets us know that there were some rich folks there. And there was some who's who in the community that was there. In other words, all the big shots was there. The doctors, the lawyers, the scholars, the bankers, all of them was there. It looked like the odds was stacked against Paul. Paul could have easily came in there and said, "What's the use? I might as well surrender right now because the king is against me, the queen is against me, the governor is against me. Look at all these rich folks done came out, all of them against me, and I'm just a little prisoner here in chain." But Paul got there and said, "Oh, this is what I've been looking for." Paul saw himself as a somebody, not as a nobody. See, Paul could have easily went in there and said, "You know, I'm privileged to stand before the king and the queen." But Paul looked at this thing from a spiritual perspective and not from a natural perspective. It wasn't so much that Paul was privileged to go before the king and the queen. No, no, they was privileged to hear the apostle Paul. Paul could have easily said, "I'm just a nobody, and they somebody." No, no, but Paul said, "I'm a somebody, and I got to talk to these nobodies about how they can know somebody who can save anybody." That's what I got to do here. See, you got to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. So often we walk into a situation, and once we assess the situation in the natural, we get discouraged because we are walking by a sight rather than walking by faith. But we got to be like Paul. Paul walked on up in there. He knew who he was. He knew that he was saved. He knew he knew God, and he knew that God knew him. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Paul knew who he was in Jesus Christ. Listen to me, listen to me. You may not have the best clothes in the world, but if you know Jesus Christ, you are somebody. You may not have a lot of money in the bank, but if you know Jesus, you are somebody. You may not stay in a big house, but if you know Jesus, you are somebody. You may not even have a job, but if you know Jesus, you are somebody. You may be in jail, but if you know Jesus, you are somebody. You may be wearing jail clothes, but if you know Jesus Christ, you are somebody. You God shall. Paul knew he was God's child. He knew that he was somebody. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, so you got to learn how to walk by faith and not by sight. But the last thing, and this is it. Remember that God delays his justice because of his grace. Listen, I say God, he often delays his justice because of his grace. See, if the truth be told, God don't deal with us in justice. He deals with us in grace. Could it be even in this situation here? The reason it looked like Paul's justice was being delayed and denied is because God was giving all of those heathen people who thought they were somebody a chance to really know who the Lord is. Could it be that he was trying to save King Agrippa? Could it be he was trying to save Bernice? Could it be he was trying to save Festus? Could it be that God was trying to give them another chance? Because, see, God often holds back justice and tell grace to come on. See, what is justice? Justice is getting what you rightfully deserve. But what is grace? Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Let me tell you something. Can I tell you the truth this morning? If the truth really be told, if God would have dealt with us with some justice, we wouldn't even woke up this morning. We would be somewhere sleeping in our grave. Matter of fact, we would be in hell if God dealt with us in justice and gave us what we rightfully deserve. But God is holding back justice. And God is saying, come on, grace. Give him a little more grace. That's why you woke up this morning, because of his grace. That's why you are clothed in your right mind, because of his grace. That's why you have some clothes on your back, because of his grace. That's why you got a roof over your head, because of his grace. Everything that we have is because of his grace. He held back justice and gave us more grace. Oh, but if the truth really be told, can I tell the truth? God has already carried out his justice. Yeah. As a matter of fact, the reason that God don't have to kill you when you mess up and sin is because he already carried out his justice when he killed Jesus on Calvary's cross. So God killed him that he won't have to kill us out here. Oh, that ain't nothing but grace. That's why the Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever, in other words, I don't care who you are, whosoever, you say, but I'm a bad man, but whosoever, you say, I'm a bad woman, but whosoever, believe in him, should not perish, but you'll have everlasting life. God is a good God. I say, God is a good God. He's a good God. Thank him today. Thank him for his grace. Thank him for your love. Thank him for your mercy. Thank him for your goodness. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you.
Bread of life sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.
Send down.